Did you have a target audience in mind? Were you consciously communicating anything to them? And how would you gauge your success in this?
By you of course mean the group, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think like inherently in any Checkpoint production, there is a target audience. It is Checkpoint is a wonderful theater company, and they don't have a very mass appeal. And I do feel that, whether or not they accept it, their target audience is, it's not an old crowd. It's a very eclectic crowd. Use that word again. But the one thing that a lot of Checkpoint audiences have in common is a kind of fundamental intelligence. Not necessarily an educated kind of intelligence, but an intelligence, an attentive audience, a theater-going audience, an audience that thrills in complexity and ambiguity. And this was the audience that we were reaching out to. In some sense, we were reaching out, I think, unconsciously to fellow artists, to our friends and family, many of whom are, dot 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 type. I mean, people who are who understand us on that level. It was not a mass crowd we were appealing to, even though I think it was. It did end up having a bit of mass appeal because a lot of the people who came to watch the show were NUS students because it was produced for the NUS Arts Festival. And you have really have no idea when it comes to NUS students, right? You just can't expect any kind of like reaction from them, and they seem to really enjoy it because I think at this fundamental level the play was actually very entertaining. Got singing, got dancing, got story, love, all, yeah. So it was kind of like complexity and ambiguity in friendly, accessible packaging.